On the road to talk about forgiving debt, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today discussing the impact of his student loan forgiveness plan at Delaware State University, an historically black college with a large student body receiving federal Pell Grants.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
The president's student loan order forgives as much as $20,000 in debt for Pell Grant recipients, up to $10,000 for other borrowers. Several Republican-led challenges to the loan forgiveness program have been rejected by federal judges and Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the Capitol reports it has served a subpoena to former President Trump. The select committee earlier this month voted unanimously to issue the subpoena, saying Trump orchestrated a plot to overturn the 2020 election. The former president has called the panel's probe a politically motivated witch hunt. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in prison today for his conviction on contempt of Congress.
Bannon did not speak during the sentencing, but did speak to reporters gathered outside the courthouse, giving an impassioned plea for his supporters to get out and vote this November.
There's going to have judgment on the illegitimate Biden regime, and quite frankly, Nancy Pelosi and the entire committee.
A jury found Bannon guilty of refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon says he does plan to appeal.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Bannon remains free pending an appeal of his conviction. Stocks ending the week with a rally. The Dow up 749 points, a gain of almost 2.5%. The S&P gaining 87. The NASDAQ ending the day 244 points higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A teenager accused of killing four fellow students and injuring more at a Michigan high school is expected to plead guilty to murder next week. Prosecutors say they expect 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly to plead guilty to all 24 charges, including terrorism, on Monday. A jury has convicted a former UCLA gynecologist of sexual abuse.
Dr. James Heaps is facing up to 21 years in prison after being found guilty of five counts of sexually abusing female patients in a criminal case that came after his former employer, the University of California, made nearly $700 million in lawsuit payouts. Heaps, a longtime UCLA campus gynecologist, was found not guilty of seven of the 21 counts, and jurors were deadlocked on the remaining charges. He had pleaded not guilty to 21 felony counts in the sexual assaults of seven women from 2009 to 2018. UCLA patients said he groped them, made suggestive comments, or did unnecessarily invasive exams, and accused the university of ignoring their complaints and hiding the abuse. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Missouri police chief is arrested on drug charges.
Louisiana-Missouri Police Chief William Jones is charged with second-degree drug trafficking after his girlfriend's brother died from an overdose in the chief's apartment. Police say the girlfriend and another brother were also found overdosed, but were saved by Narcan. Officers say they found what they believe to be fentanyl in the apartment. Jones is also accused of trying to destroy evidence in his apartment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More than 60 years after Anna Mae Wong became the first Asian-American woman to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the pioneering actor will appear on U.S. quarters. The U.S. Mint says the quarter bearing her face and manicured hands starts shipping Monday, making Wong the first Asian-American to grace U.S. currency. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.